from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Rahma on the mic, who will be presenting you various updates, information, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. From the news, we'll be continuing with quotes of the day. And also we have interesting programs such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voanews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and also shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, let's begin with the news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines.
President Prabowo greets thousands at Eid al-Fitr open house gathering. It serves as momentum for unity, common goal, said the minister. And now the news in details. President Prabowo Subianto greeted, shook hands, and embraced members of the public attending an open house event in celebration of the Idul Fitri at the Presidential Palace here on Saturday. Prabowo arrived at the place at around 3 p.m. local time, wearing a white cocoa shirt, black trousers, and a black peachy cap. He was accompanied by his son Didit Hedi Prasetyo, who wore a blue cocoa shirt and a black peci. Upon entering the venue, Prabowo immediately greeted attendees and conveyed Idul Fitri wishes. The public responded enthusiastically, eager to shake hands with the president. Indonesia State Secretary Minister Prasetyo Hadi has urged the public to use the momentum of Idul Fitri to work harder and strengthen unity in achieving national goals. Hadi also joined the president during Takbiran celebration in North Sumatra on Friday evening, marking the end of Ramadan, before continuing to Aceh, Tamiang for Eid prayers. In addition to worship activities, President Prabowo greeted worshippers after their prayers and visited temporary housing site for flash flood survivors in the area. The National Police Chief Lisitio Sigit Prabowo said the peak of Idul Fitri return traffics is expected to begin on March 24, 2026. The statement follows the start of homecoming traffic peak on March 18, which saw a 4.26% increase in vehicle volume compared to last year. Lisitio noted a 3.23% reduction in traffic accident fatalities during the homecoming period. Finance Minister Purbaya Yudi Sadewa said the government is studying efforts to strengthen local marketplace platforms to prevent domination by global players amid the rapid growing growth of the trade digitalization. Sadewa noted that the current marketplace ecosystem is largely controlled by foreign companies, posing challenges for domestic businesses. To build a viable domestic competitors, he said the ministry is reviewing the existence of marketplace ecosystem, including platforms collaborating with social media services such as Tokopedia and TikTok. And that concludes today news from Voice of Indonesia.
Here is quote of the day. Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. A quote by Sukarno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities. Well, listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
What is this food?
This delight is hunted at hot afternoon or before breaking the fast. It is made of coconut milk, shaved ice, and liquid sugar. There are also slices of avocado, young coconut, and frozen mung bean juice called hun kue. The taste is surely very fresh and sweet. What is the name of this food? Es goyobot from Bandung, West Java. It is said that this dessert has been there even before Indonesia's independence.
Lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu. Dengarkan hatimu. Bukanlah buah yang terjatuh dekat pohonnya. Cita-cita adalah benih yang terbawa angin samudra. Realita membawamu jatuh ke bawah. Tapi ingat-ingatlah bila mimpi tak sedalam dengan apa kau tuju, tak sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau. Lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu, tenangkan hatimu. Dunia ini lebih luas dari sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu. Jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu. Jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu. Jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu. Bila mimpi tak sejalan dengan apa yang kau tuju, tak sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau, lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu. Dengarkan hati yang mimpi tak sejalan dengan apa yang kau tuju, tak sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau.
Listener, as Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as gempol pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Some call es gempol pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation. But there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make es gempol pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapeh. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Listener, have you ever imagined what if your death was celebrated by many of your peers and everyone around you? Imagine there's a parade around town after your death where crowds of people play music and dances. However, all this is done with pure love and no grudge at all. In Bali, the deceased are paraded to the afterlife for a sacred cremation ritual called Ngaben. Pangabin is a Balinese cremation ritual. In Balinese Hinduism, they believe one soul cannot move on until the body is properly purified by fire. So, this cremation ritual is an honorable duty. The deceased are being placed in a bowl-shaped coffin for males, or cow-shaped for females, and then paraded around town, carried by a group of people from the family home accompanied by a line of women with offerings on their head to a public cremation site where there is a cremation pagoda tower or wadu. The body will then be cremated along the coffin and the tower. In the West, people attend funerals in black and silence. In Ngaben, everything is louder and more colorful. It is full of chants and prayers, and traditional Balinese music played in gamelan and dance performances. Everyone participating will wear traditional garbs. Sometimes the ceremony will be held for more than one body, and so lots of family members will participate. The ceremony, however, will not be held right away after someone is passing, and can happen weeks, months, even years after. The family might need to save money or wait for the right day, as chosen by the priest. Sometimes, you can see the Ngaben ceremony when visiting Bali. If you're curious about it, please be polite. Avoid wearing casual clothes or getting too close to the cremation, as you can disturb the ritual and disrespect the departed. With a funeral ceremony being held in the most unique ways of festivity and thick of Hinduism, Ngaben is a cultural heritage that makes Bali a must-visit once in a lifetime. Listener, that is the Indonesian wonder of Ngaben, Bali.
Voice of Indonesia.
In some of the family, in the middle class and the high class family, the children, you know, they look frustration, depression, and stress. And on the other side, it's very extremely, they try to suicide. It's very dangerous. And what the main reason? What the main reason? Because they don't have friend, they don't have a space to talk each other, to express their aspiration, their emotion. They have problem with their roommate, their friend in the school, or maybe some, you know, some boy. They have a boy love like to a girl, or a girl like to a man. But they can talk with mom because the parents, they're working every day, you know. They arrive in home at home at night, you know, and the children already sleep. In the morning, the parent, they already go to the office. It's a complicated situation in the modern family, you know. So it's, as I call this, is very dangerous situation for the modern family.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 in 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Let's Speak Indonesian.
Greeting like Indonesian. Selamat pagi. Good morning. Selamat siang. Good afternoon. Selamat siang. Good afternoon. Selamat sore. Good afternoon. Selamat siang is used from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Selamat sore is used from 3 to 6 p.m. Selamat malam. Good evening. Selamat tidur. Good night.
Voice of Indonesia.
listener, today's Music Corner presents a song entitled Manusia Super or Superhuman. The song is a collaboration from two Indonesian popular musicians, namely Anji and Firsa Bersari, which was released in commemoration of National Father's Day in Indonesia. Released on November 12, 2024, this song is a special offering for fathers throughout Indonesia. The song Manusia Super describes the feelings of a father who often hides his tiredness for the sake of his beloved family. This song expresses the emotional side of a father who is willing to sacrifice for the happiness of those closest to him. The song is expected to touch the hearts of the listeners and show appreciation for the important role of a father. Through this song, Anji and Firsa want to remind that fathers also need support and appreciation. Well, listener, let's enjoy the collaboration of Anji and Firsa Besari with the song Manusia Super. Let's check this one out.
Saat tawa ku buatmu tertawa, cerahkan hari-hari yang berat. Saat senyum ku buatmu tersenyum, mungkin ku sedang pura-pura. Letih ini tak perlu kau risaukan, toh cinta tidak butuh alasan. Lagi-lagi ku mengubur impian, lagi-lagi ku pura-pura. Laraku, marahku, sembunyi tak mau dirimu tahu. Bahagiamu adalah bahagiaku, ku pastikan selalu melindungi. Saat terlihat kuat, tak pernah ku dirundung kesedihan, padahal aku pura-pura. Katamu manusia super. Aku ahlinya pura-pura.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bye. lagu tanpa hadirnya tetes keringat tanpa makna. Waktu hanya akan berlalu tanpa warna. Cinta tak pernah benar-benar kita pahami.
Together, we can move together. Together, we can move. pikiranmu.
Dengarkan hatimu. Bukanlah buah yang terjatuh dekat pohonnya. Cita-cita adalah benih yang terbawa angin samudra. Realita membawamu jatuh ke bawah. Tapi ingat-ingatlah bila mimpi tak sedalam dengan apa yang kau tuju, tak sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau. Lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu, dengarkan hatimu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Rasakan semakin luntur. Sungguh aku sungguh tak tahu, oh apakah yang membuatmu jadi berubah. Berubah, jadi berubah. Berubah, semakin luntur. Semakin menjauh, berlari dariku. Tak jelas lagi cintamu padaku, terasa hambar, semakin berkurang. Apa yang ada di hatimu, di cintamu, ku rasakan semakin luntur. Sungguh aku sungguh tak tahu, oh apakah yang membuat jadi berubah, berubah, jadi berubah, berubah, semakin luntur, semakin menjauh, berlari dariku, tak jelas lagi cintamu padaku, terasa hambar, semakin berkurang, sama menghilang. Seperti pertama yang aku kenal.
Voice of Indonesia.
Di kota ini, sehabis
that's a wrap today's program of English service from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any feedback to send, you can send it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, or send a direct message, mention us on social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. Follow us as well on TikTok at voi_official and subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And you can also reach us on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.